Alright, we got our virtual Golden Globes. And what's your verdict? What's your verdict on the virtual style?
I don't think it was great. obvious. It led to a few really great moments.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like Zoom calls.
Yeah, that's a big hindrance to the whole virtual award show. It's
who the hell wants to? Yeah, who wants to look at a Zoom call for 3 hours?
Yeah, that is very much what it felt like. It felt like you're watching someone else's Zoom call.
Yeah,
the awards weren't as bad as we expected.
No, I thought they did a decent job awarding people. The whole ceremony was bad. They had so many technical errors.
Yeah, they did.
Which is like, the Emmys did this in the summer, like a couple of months into this whole shit show, and they did a great job.
Right. That was pretty jarring. How badly they fucked it up.
Yeah. But you're right. They did a good job awarding people, which I guess it was what matters.
Yeah. You know, like, yeah, because this matters. The Golden Globes matter.
There's one thing I know. The Golden Globes matters.
All right. Well, welcome to episode 102 of the Noah and Eric Show. We are back. We're going to do segueing off the Golden Globes. This is going to be building up to the Oscars. When you're listening to this, unless you listen to this the minute it comes out, which is highly unlikely because we release these in like the middle of the night. So, the Oscar nominations will have just been released this very morning. Or if you're listening to it after, then they're out.
And if you're listening to this after the Oscars happen, well, that too.
Well, you definitely know the nominees. The nominations are coming out the day this gets released. And so we thought it'd be fun, now that the Golden Globes, which is kind of the kickoff to award season, they happened. We're going to do a six-pack of the six awards, Oscar awards, that we are most confident in coming off the Golden Globes. We are the most confident that these six are going to win. Doesn't necessarily have to be an award that was given out at the Golden Globes. It could even actually be, you know, someone who lost, maybe. I mean, I don't think any of mine are, but yeah. It could be. If it's a category that the Golden Globes doesn't have, that's on the table too. It's just the Oscar awards we're most confident in. We are still going to do the bracket. I have to figure out.
That's become a tradition at this point.
Yeah, I have to figure out the timing to make sure that gets out at the right time. But we're definitely going to do the bracket thing. So this isn't all we will say for our Oscar preview. But this is just a.
Oscar hot takes. Don't you worry.
This is just the appetizer.
Oh hell yeah! We want to cover it in stages, you know, because these things often change. Just because I predict something today doesn't mean I definitely won't change it in a couple months, because I for sure will.
Absolutely. So I guess we'll dive into this. Did you have a process for this of any kind?
Okay, it was tough because it was putting my mind in my head in the mind of the Golden Globes. And also the Oscars, which is kind of a mind fuck.
It's tough.
Is really to say there's no process to have because they don't have a process.
That's absolutely true. Everyone voted for Green Book that one year because they were mad at Netflix.
Yeah. it really is that dumb.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no real process. This one's going to be a tougher six pack than most, just for that reason. Or in some ways easier, because you just say whatever.
Yeah. You have an equal amount of chance of being right or wrong.
Do you have any honorable mentions? I thought of a couple that I threw down.
Not really. I mean, there's the most obvious one that I didn't put on my list.
Oh, you did? Oh. Okay.
I mixed it up a little. I felt
bold
today.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm impressed. All right. Well, let's go through it then. Why don't you start off? What's your sixth? What is the one you're the sixth most confident in?
But hold on. One more thing. Okay. Don't be impressed, because when you hear my number one, you're gonna be like, no fucking shit. That's the easiest prediction in the world.
I'm okay. I'm not sure what your other one was gonna be then, but okay. We'll go through it.
All right, my number six is Daniel Kaluuya winning Best Actor.
Supporting?
No, I think he's Best Lead, right? Oh, maybe it is Supporting.
Well, Chadwick Boseman's going to be Best is the Actor.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I guess he is
He won Supporting at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, okay, he's going to win the Best Supporting Actor.
Okay, all right.
I just think, like... He's awesome. People love him.
Did you see that movie yet?
No, I need to. Have you?
Yeah, he's very good in it. It's very good.
I don't think there's anybody else on the list that will win it, you know?
Yeah, no one comes to mind. I mean, like, this is where it's going to be interesting. Like, definitely no one that the Golden Globes nominated. I think he was the clear choice. The unsurprising choice. I thought the there was a supporting guy in Sound of Metal who was like legitimately incredible, but he wasn't even nominated. So it's like it's possible he wins the Oscar, to be honest. But he's just
not famous, so the Golden Globes don't want him.
I wouldn't be confident in predicting that. I put Daniel Kaluuya in my honorable mentions, though. I think he was one I thought about. I dabbled with putting him on the list, but I did not in the end.
I think the biggest argument against him winning is there will likely be a black actor that wins Best Leading Actor. Mm-hmm. And what are the odds they award two black people for?
That's true. That's a good point. That's
very
good point.
Unlikely.
They'll Green Book will win Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
All right, my sixth, the one I'm the sixth was confident in, Aaron Sorkin for screenplay.
I also have this down.
Okay, he won the Golden Globe. I just don't know what else is going to come into this category. And I think, kind of like supporting actor, I think the most likely case would be another movie that the Golden Globes didn't even nominate.
Yeah.
I just don't know what else it would be. And everyone likes Sorkin. It's kind of not super fun. He's already won an Oscar. He won a screenplay. I believe he won adapted screenplay. I don't know if this is adapted or original screenplay. I don't know if Trials to Chicago 7 was a book. But, I just don't know what else would win this one. I don't have any fun options. I don't have any fun takes. Like,
yeah.
Fun.
I think... Again, like, I can't remember. Is Mank adapted? I think it is adapted. So if Mank is in the same category as Charles Chicago 7, I think that could win it, you know? Because I think it's about Hollywood. One.
Yeah. And, yeah, maybe that's Mank's award. Like, they'll give something to Mank.
Yeah, because it sure as hell ain't winning Best Picture, Best Director, so.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Mank's the...
But I also have Sorkin down winning for Best Screenplay, because... Yeah, it's fucking Sorkin.
Yeah.
Not, like, the best movie, but everybody, all liberal Hollywood loves him.
Yep. All right, what's your fifth?
I don't feel super confident about that. My fifth most confident pick is Trial of the Chicago 7 wins Best Picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Okay, explain yourself.
When I was brainstorming, I wrote No Man Land wins Best Picture.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, is that really going to happen? Fuck no, it's not. They're not going to award – they're not going to celebrate two Korean director. Is Chloe Zhao Korean-American?
I believe she's Chinese.
Oh, shit, is she Chinese?
I think she's Chinese.
But they're not going to award two Asian people back-to-back years. There's no way in hell she's going to win it. And Trial of Chicago 7 just feels like a Green Book win.
It would be a very Green Book win, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to happen, dude.
I guess, I don't know, it wouldn't quite be Green Book level, but it would be...
No, I don't think it would. That's true.
I just didn't think it was that great of a movie. I feel like I'm the only one. I thought it was good. I thought the true story element carried it, you know? And
I think I'm higher on it than most people.
Okay.
It'd also be a travesty if it won.
So there you go.
I was like, damn, I'm kind of moved. This makes me hopeful about stuff. And then I like read some, like I like engaged with it off screen, you know, and I was like, oh yeah, I guess that was kind of weak in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I don't know. I really just thought the end was very cringy, and I couldn't get over it.
Yeah, the end was pretty cringy.
I just felt like they didn't land the plane, and you know, so let's give it best screenplay, I guess. But
it was too hopeful in the year 2020.
That's true too. Yeah, it was very hopeful. Yeah, I just didn't love it, but that's bold, man. That's a very bold pick. All right, my
I'm on fire today. I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
you are. I was not prepared. I need to gather myself. All right, number five, my fifth. I didn't pick the exact category because I don't know how this works, but Sound of Metal is gonna win one of the sound, like design or mixing ones. I just know it is. This is one of the hardest ones to be confident about because we have no barometer for like what's gonna be considered yet. And I'm going to feel very smart when I'm right about this. But
dude, you watch Sound of Metal and you're like the only person who's watched it. And you're on the bandwagon. I respect it. You've been fighting hard for it.
I think it was a great movie. I think it's going to get overshadowed in like every other category because there was just someone else who was better. But this is the category for it. This is the one that it's really was made for. So whatever's the sound, whatever the difference between sound design and mixing is,
fuck if I know.
It could win both or one of those, but it's.
Have you thought about Bohemian Rhapsody coming and stealing this award though?
Fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah, they fucking remastered Queen songs and won. I forgot that. That's all you need to do. I'm a fool.
You gotta respect it. Yeah, you're lucky like the Prince movie didn't come out this year. Or like it would Sound of Metal would be doomed.
Oh yeah. No, they would have gotten fucked by that, yeah. No, I think I feel pretty secure for having absolutely no basis to be confident at all on this.
No basis and no understanding.
Yeah. Minimal understanding. I assume I'm doing some sort of sound design and mixing when I edit the podcast, but I couldn't tell you what I'm doing, what it is.
You're as much of a pro as the people voting. Let's just say that.
I think that's true. Yeah, Sound of Metal for mixing or design or both of sound.
My hot take is I think the Golden Globes are right that we don't need that award.
I think they're fun in like an ironic sense, just because it's just they're just so ridiculous, you know. Especially okay. When we like fill them out on the bracket. Those are the best ones.
That's true. I can get behind that. That's kind of fun.
Like the documentary shorts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna watch like one or two of those and have a very strong opinion about that category.
Yeah. Pound on the table for it. You get upset when it loses.
And I'm excited to do it again this year. all right, four. What's your fourth?
Soul is going to win for best score.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won best score at the Golden Globes. I feel like we were both on this pretty as soon as it came out. I thought it was a notable score, and that's usually
the score is fantastic.
It's usually enough that usually means something, you know. And this is no ordinary score.
It added to the movie more than most scores do, and like even more than most great scores do. and that is rare. I don't know what else would win except for maybe Mank. Like the other ones,
which is by the same people.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one thing that like maybe they split the voting, but the maybe. Other ones nominated for the Golden Globes, you have Tenet, News of the World, and Midnight Sky.
No. Yeah, I think it's got to be Soul. I don't even think they'll split the vote with Mank. I think like Soul is like such a unique like thing that's kind of I think go run away with it. Interesting enough, my number four is also that Soul will win best score.
Well done for yeah. us.
Yeah, so
I don't think that I don't know if that's ever happened before.
I don't think that's ever happened. Not the same number. Yeah, I believe in it. I believe in it greatly. All right.
What a good movie.
What's your third?
My third, and I'm doing the same thing as my five, going different from Golden Globes, is Amanda Seyfried is winning Best Actress.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Okay.
I think it was kind of a travesty she didn't win this award. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I did not see Jodie Foster in the Matt Chernin era, you know?
And there's also, did you see United States versus Billie Holiday? Because Andra Day won the drama one. Because remember, Golden Globe split these up.
Did they? Oh no, this is supporting. She's nominated in a supporting role.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Shit. So if Amanda Seyfried is in supporting role, she's going to wipe this slate clean, let me tell you.
Okay. All right. This was a surprise one, I believe, right?
Yeah, nobody has seen that movie Jodie Foster's in. I am not going to try to pronounce it again.
I don't think Jodie Foster has seen it.
Yeah, by judging her reaction of her win, I don't think she has. but Amanda Seyfried just feels like a good, like, that feels like an Oscar win, you know? She's been around for a while. She, like, took a stab at the serious. People like her. And she was really fucking good at it. Like, that movie, I really liked Mank, but it lagged the first half, but, like, it was carried by Amanda Seyfried and Gary Oldman's chemistry.
Yeah, they're the only, like, yeah. Yeah, it's you're going bold. I like it. I like swinging for the fences here. I think that was the biggest, like, that Golden Globe felt the most, like, vulnerable going into the Oscars of the bigger awards for sure.
Yeah.
All right, my third, and this is an interesting one, Nomadland, Best Picture. which is good. I think it's a freight train. I think it's
really.
I think it's very good. First of all, I think it's the best movie. It's the best movie I've seen of the past year, which you know obviously means it is.
yeah.
I mean, it won the Golden Globe. You're right though. I mean, because Roma won the Golden Globe, I believe. And Roma won literally everything until people got mad. So then that's when Green Book swooped in. So maybe that happens again. I just don't think so because it's just a different. It's different. I think it's like a more relatable thing to people than Roma. And
yeah.
You don't have the same like political element of the Netflix versus the movie industry thing just because of, I mean, it was just a Hulu release, I'm pretty sure, but that kind of doesn't count this year.
And it's been like, yeah.
So I think it's good. I think it's going to win.
I think what has it going for it is, I think like that, like the idea, the premise of it, I think is going to strike home, especially during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's geared towards older people. And a lot of Oscars are older people.
That's true. I honestly, yeah, I don't know. I think it's, I liked it. I thought it was very relevant and
maybe not geared towards older people, yeah. But the characters are old.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, the cast is predominantly older. And it also has like the fun, I mean, it's like the you know, in an artsy way. Like, it's they're all the real people playing themselves, except for Frances McDormand, obviously, is playing a fictional
yeah.
character. But
yeah, they're gonna eat that shit up.
Yeah, and it's like it really does feel like a documentary, the way it's shot, but it's not, and it's I don't know. I think they'll eat it up.
But also, Trial of the Chicago 7.
That's true. We did solve racism, and they love those movies.
Yeah,
they love the we solved know. Racism movies.
I really could see it going either way.
It's probably closer than I think, but I still, yeah.
You're hopeful.
Maybe it's it. Maybe that's just it. Maybe I'm hopeful. But I thought it was the best movie going into the Golden Globes, and then it won the Golden Globe. So then I feel, you know, validated. I'm heat checking now, you know?
Yeah. Throw up that corner three guarded by two people.
Mm-hmm. All right, your second.
My second is Sorkin's best screenplay, which we have talked about.
Yeah, this is just a case of I don't know what else would win. Like you said, when I was trying to think of, you know, going through like the categories of the Golden Globe winners, like Mank was the only other one that I think that one has a shot, but they just like Sorkin.
Yeah.
So. And they like the We Solved Racism movies.
And I gotta say, I really like the screenplay, especially the first half of it. I thought that was like
yeah,
the
I
way
think...
they like went back and like showed the event that actually happened. I thought it was a really well written.
You're right. I think I'm hammering. I really felt the ending fell on its face, and so I think that is like it is. I'm like. Negating all the good stuff that happened before it too harshly, it might
yeah.
be what's happening.
And, you know, I could be maybe it's I'm a Clippers fan and a Cowboys fan, so I'm really good at compartmentalizing and like ignoring the end of a game or a movie and like still saying, "Oh, it's fantastic."
Yeah.
So maybe there's some of that too. I'm giving it too much of a break.
Yeah, I still agree with that. I put it sixth, but that would mean. I think it's going to win still. My second is Soul for Best Animated Movie.
Yeah, this is my number one. You can just write it in stone. It's going to happen.
Yeah, there's really nothing else. I mean, I think critics liked that movie Wolfwalkers, which was nominated at the Golden Globes. I haven't seen it, but I don't. It's Pixar.
You can't not. Soul was a great movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be Soul. Do you have any others like honorable mentions? I mentioned Daniel Kaluuya for me. Minari, that best foreign.
That's the wild card. Like Minari could steal Best Picture. It could steal an acting, like especially Best Actor category.
It's definitely going to be in the nomination pool for Best Picture, where it wasn't really. Was it even at the Oscars or at their Golden?
It wasn't allowed to be because it was ran as a foreign film.
Okay. So there you go.
Which it's not. It takes place in like fucking Nebraska.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
but I think it has a real shot. That's truly a wild card movie, because it's also a story like that. I think Oscar voters are going to fucking love.
I need to watch that before the Oscars if I can.
Yeah, no, I also haven't seen it. This is just what I've heard.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. That one, I have seen Nomadland though. Yeah, you're right though. I didn't really think about it as a competitor in Best Picture, but it will be. But definitely Best Foreign, I think. I feel like that was the one I was putting as an honorable mention.
Yeah, if it runs in foreign, it for sure will win. I just don't know if it will. It's not a foreign movie, right? It takes place in Nebraska.
Well,
it's
I think
a
they
lot
just
of English,
don't.
Some.
I don't think they speak English, though. I think that's really it, right?
Oh. I thought it was like more 50-50, but maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it was produced by A24, which is an American company. Maybe it will be. I don't know. Plan B Entertain. I was looking at the other production company, and it's Brad Pitt's production company. So that's definitely not foreign.
Dude, have you seen them? Like, do you know like their track record?
Plan B.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, they produce some good fucking movies. Like Brad Pitt knows how to pick them. I'm sure he's hand picking these movies too.
Oh, absolutely. Let me go through them. Films. Oh, they did Kick Ass. Oh, If Beale Street Could Talk.
That was a great movie.
Okja, which is a Bong Joon Ho. Yeah, they have some good ones. Moonlight, Big Short, Vice. So they have McKay in their stable. Selma.
I love the Big Short.
And then the Brad Pitt movies, right? So Moneyball, Ad Astra.
I was talking to my dad the other day, and you know what's really fallen out of favor?
What?
Sports movies.
It's,
they don't make sports movies anymore.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. That definitely not. I mean, well, Space Jam 2. But
of course.
You're right. There hasn't been like a good serious sports movie lately. I feel like I must be forgetting one, but I just can't think of one off the top of my head.
There was that
The Way Back.
Ben Affleck one.
Yeah, The Way Back.
That was decent. The Way Back. It was very average, though.
Yeah. This website's calling One Night in Miami a sports movie, which, like, I see why it's on the list, but that's not really. I guess, like, Creed?
Oh, fuck yeah. Creed. Creed's a great movie.
But that's, like, I mean, like, it definitely is, but, like, it's part of the, you know, Rocky canon, which was already established, yeah. So. Yeah, there should be more sports movies in this day and age. But I don't know. Alright. So your number one was Soul. Do you have anything else to add on it? It was great.
It was a great movie. You gotta give great movies the award. That's my opinion on awards.
That's a good opinion. Alright, mine's the other super obvious one. I wrote it down because I am most confident about it. Chadwick Boseman, best actor.
I think I'm gonna put like all the money I have on this award.
What are the odds? I bet you we could get good odds since the nominate not good odds, but we could get like maybe playable odds because the nominations haven't even come out yet. There's no way it's you.
Maybe you. I don't even know if you can bet it right now. You probably can't bet it till after the nominations.
That's true.
But like, if it's plus odds at all, I'm throwing a lot of money down.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not seeing. Let's see what this weird website looks like. Yeah, it's this is the most slam dunkiest of slam dunks. That we had in a while.
Wait, have we even said it? Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, which I'm sure you already knew because it's like, of course he's gonna win it. First of all, like I think even if he didn't pass away, I think he should win it. He was.
Oh
fantastic.
No, I agree. Because it's like, yeah, you're right. Like it needs to be said. This isn't just a token award. Like he was honestly incredible. And then unfortunately he also passed away, so it's just, you know, there's really one choice there.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we'll acknowledge, and I hope you know, our boy from Sound of Metal, Riz Ahmed, gets nominated as he did for the Golden Globes, deservingly.
That's what I was gonna say.
But you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you run into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, Chadwick, but like because I feel like every movie I've seen him in, he plays like a similar persona.
Mm-hmm.
But when in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, he had such a different energy to him.
Yeah.
And it really made the movie great.
Yeah, like that speech where he's like talking about his father, like that monologue. I was like, oh yeah, well, he won this award. Like I see it now. I already knew he was like gonna win it for that. Which is why I wanted to watch it. But I was like, yeah, okay, I see.
Now, who would you, if Chadwick Boseman wasn't going to win, who would you want to win?
Who would I want? Who I would want, my boy Riz Ahmed.
Or who would you think?
Let me pull up who is, I'm trying to think of who is, oh, I mean, Gary Oldman would just be a worthy victor.
I think he was fantastic. I agree. I think that's who I'd want to win. I don't think he would win, though.
I mean, Riz Ahmed, as I just said. Who else? Fucking...
it's kind of a weak category.
Sacha Baron Cohen?
That's who I was thinking. Or Anthony Hopkins.
Andy Samberg for Palm Springs?
God.
That'd be so fucking funny. That'd be the chaos. That'd be the chaos one.
That'd be just incredible moment.
Were you surprised Sacha Baron Cohen actually won for the best actor in a musical comedy?
A little bit. I really thought it was going to be Lin-Manuel.
Same.
But I guess it makes sense because like when Sacha Baron Cohen is such a I don't even know the word. It's not a historic, but like I don't know. He's Sacha Baron Cohen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going through the Golden Globe winners. What do you feel about a director? Is it going to be, like, you know, same as the... I mean, usually the same as Best Picture. I would say Chloe Zhao is the favorite, but...
Yeah. I could see Regina King winning it, too.
That would be the most fun. The most fun win. For sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like... I don't know who else would win it outside of those two. Unless if they, I mean, is there a world where they just fucking love Mank and Mank's like just dominates?
Yeah, I think there is a world. They love Hollywood movies.
It's black and white, you know. People fucking love black and white movies.
Oh, so artsy.
It's culture.
It's very cultured. I could see David Fincher winning. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to see. I would be shocked if any of our picks weren't nominated when this comes out. It'll only make it that much better.
Yeah. Even more outrage.
Especially
when Chadwick Boseman's not nominated.
I guess the biggest one I've gone out of limb on is Sound of Metal for the Sound Design Awards. Actually, I think they've released shortlists. I don't know for those categories though. Let me see. But yeah,
I think that one's got to get in it. Like from what I know about the movie, that'll at least be nominated.
Mm-hmm. Shortlist. They announced shortlist in 9 categories, and there are like 9 categories people didn't care about. So maybe it'll be. Oh, documentary feature. We didn't talk about that, but Boy State is the only one I watched.
Ooh.
So
yeah. I'm 100%.
Therefore, international feature film. I'm just seeing if Minari. I don't think Minari's on this. How'd it run as foreign in? Oh God! All right, whatever.
It's the Golden Globes. Don't think.
This is upsetting. Yeah. Soul made the short list for original score. No, it wasn't even one of the ones they gave us a short list for. They gave us visual effects, but no sound design. Justice for sound design.
That's the thesis of this show.
Really gone out on a limb here, but let's see.
Oh, you're a brave person, Eric.
Mm-hmm. What was your list again?
Daniel Kaluuya, best supporting actor. Charles Chicago 7, best picture. Feeling worse about that every moment. Number 4, Soul, winning best score. Number 3, Amanda Seyfried, winning best actress. Number 2, Sorkin, winning best screenplay. And number 1, Soul, winning best animated film.
And mine was Sorkin winning screenplay, Sound of Metal winning sound design or mixing. I like it. I don't know why I put that above Sorkin. Number 4, Soul winning original score. Number 3, Nomadland best picture. Number 2, Soul animated. And number 1, Chadwick Boseman for best actor. All right, well, we are very excited to see what the actual nominations are, and we will be doing more Oscar episodes as it approaches. It's like end of April, which just feels very weird.
Feels like a long way away.
Yeah.
But I guess it's only like, 2 months?
It's like 6 weeks. Yeah. All right. Do you have your fuck this thing ready? I have mine.
I do have it.
Go for it.
Fuck. Twitter brands trying to be relatable and human. Like, they tweet, like, memes and jokes, and it's like, no, don't try to relate to me. I don't trust you.
We know better.
Yeah, I'm not a fool. I'm versed with the internet.
Yeah. There was, like, a minute where it was cool, and then they overdid it. And, now everyone knows for sure. It's, like, just a branding exercise.
Yeah, it was like Wendy's was really great.
I was thinking of Wendy's.
Yeah, for like a year, and then everybody copied them, and it was like, fuck you all.
Yeah,
I still like you, Wendy's, though. You were original.
Yeah, Wendy's felt real. It felt like an unpaid intern just had the Twitter account.
Yeah, back in the good old days, you know, where you could just go off and maybe get in trouble, but it didn't matter because it's fucking Wendy's.
Yeah. But now, yeah, they all chatted did it, and it's all like been very like commercialized, and it's all very corporate, like corporate, you're right, corporate joking. Yeah. My favorites are the
just everything gets ruined.
Yeah, my favorites are they're like statements on events now, where like fucking like Fritos denounces the riots at the Capitol, like that stuff. That makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah. Those are pretty hysterical. It's like, thank you, Fritos. I know you're anti-fascism. Thank you.
Fucking Gushers does not stand for the actions at the Capitol this past.
Charmin is against stealing the election. Believe in upholding the votes.
Those are the best. All right, my fuck this thing. Okay. There's a phenomenon in movies that has been perplexing me. Movies, like, when they do, like, sequels or prequels, they stop doing the numbers, and I think it was to trick people into, like, going to the movie to see it, because then, like, they don't want people to feel like they have to watch the original or whatever. And that's whatever. You know, that's, I don't have a huge beef with that. But there's another thing that they're doing, and I can't think of a reason why they do this. They name the prequel or sequel the same thing as the original. And I don't understand why. And I'll give you an example. So there's movie. There's a movie called The Thing, which is a John Carpenter movie from like the 80s. And apparently they made a prequel to The Thing, and they called it The Thing in 2011. And it's dumb. And, you know, say if you were excited to watch The Thing and you turn it on and realize this is not from the 80s. This is from 2011. And it's like, are they doing that to trick me into watching it for 1 minute until I realize it's the wrong movie and then close it?
Are you sure it's not just a remake?
No, it's a prequel. I mean, they did it with Halloween too, right? The new Halloween was just called Halloween.
Oh, they did. Oh, that is so dumb.
I don't know why. Like, no, someone please explain this to me. Is it really worth it to them to trick me into watching it for like a minute before I realize it's obviously the wrong movie?
It's just lazy.
Yeah. I don't understand. It also makes like looking up the movie difficult. Like if I type The Thing, there's I have to make sure I'm going to the right one.
Hmm. Maybe they're doing it like, I feel like prequels have like a really bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you do like The Thing prequel, you'll be like, why are you doing this? You know? Mm-hmm. Or like Halloween prequel, which the new Halloween was actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, that one was good. This version of The Thing was not good. I mean, I can't speak for it because I watched about 30 seconds
before getting outraged.
Yeah, before realizing that I was fooled. I don't get it.
Like, that's pretty dumb.
Is it really worth it? You know. And I still have never seen The Thing. I was very excited to see The Thing. Maybe this is just why I'm mad.
You're just so angry and you couldn't actually watch the movie. You festered.
Yeah.
No, but really, why didn't you just find The Thing, the original?
I don't think that one's streaming. I mean, I closed it in a huff, but... Oddly, same director as Halloween. So I don't know if there's a connection there. Not the remakes are different directors, but the originals are both John Carpenter. I don't know. The Thing, so I have to type in The Thing 1982, because if I just type in The Thing, it will not give me the correct film.
And that's just so much extra work. You'll
the
never
get the posters
back
are
to.
Pretty much the same too. Man, this is...
That is weird. Why don't you just remake the movie then?
Like, the posters are pretty similar. One has a 34% on Rotten Tomatoes, the other has an 85.
That seems to be the only difference.
Yeah. Just a dramatic drop in quality. Yeah, it's a, of course, I'm reading the Wikipedia. It is a direct prequel to the 1982 film of the same name. Why? Why'd we do this? Why?
Oh, that's good shit. That's why you listen to the show. Or fuck this things like that.
Oh, God. I don't know. Yeah, so fuck that thing. All right. Well, this has been a fun episode. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. I did make an Instagram. We don't follow anyone and we have no posts, but we have an Instagram.
I think we have one post.
Do we? I mean, I haven't posted. I mean, you have the login to it, I think.
I'll
definitely get you the keys to that if you don't. You can follow us there. We have an email, which is noahandericshow@gmail.com, if you want to email us for some reason.
And we have a Facebook account, which occasionally will give us, or group, not account.
We have a group?
Yeah, we do. Or a page.
Oh, yeah, we have a page, yeah. I was like, did someone start a group? Because I didn't start a group. Did you start a group?
I still don't really know what the difference between group and pages are.
To be honest, I don't either. I haven't been on Facebook in like someone asked me to look something up on Facebook and I legitimately couldn't get in like a few days ago.
That's impressive. I'll go on it just to click my notifications and then unclick it, you know?
Yeah. See, I don't have the app on my phone. I just got rid of that so I don't get notifications. So that solved that problem.
God, I fucking hate Facebook.
Yeah.
Remember when people used Facebook like they use Twitter now, and you'll be like, you'd like post on like the wall or something, be like, I'm doing this.
It's a strange place.
What a weird time. We were just trying to figure out social media all together and failing at it. These kids have it so fucking easy.
These goddamn kids. And it's all over our fucking lawns. Alright. Yeah, so we have all those things. And you can like and subscribe if that's a thing you can do for whatever you listen to on. And that's really only an iTunes thing, so.
Well, you can, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, fuck Twitter brands trying to be relatable, and fuck movies with sequels or prequels of the same names, specifically The Thing.
Fuck The Thing.
Fuck The Thing.